Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joan Moncada. Batting second. The left fielder, Nick Delmonico. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Yonder Alonso. Batting fifth. The catcher, James McCann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Charlie Tilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carlos Sanchez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Ryan Cordell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucas Giolito. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The designated hitter, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Bowers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leonis Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Freeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeffrey Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moncada hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Moncada is out. One out. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Delmonico hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abreu strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kipnis hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez hits a pop-up beyond third. Moncada gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yonder Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McCann strikes out swinging. Two outs. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tilson hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Tilson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santana hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Santana is out. One out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gonzalez is out. Two outs. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Bowers is on with a walk. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Sanchez is safe at second with a double. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordell bunts in front of the plate. Perez scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Sanchez moves to third. One out. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moncada is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncada hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Sanchez scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncada is picked off first base. Two outs. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Delmonico is 0 for 1 in the game. Delmonico strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out swinging. One out. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Freeman is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Freeman. The throw from McCann, and he's caught stealing. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. One out. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Alonso is on with a walk. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann is 0 for 1 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Alonso moves to second. Charlie Tilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Tilson is on with a walk. Alonso moves to third. McCann moves to second. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards third. Ramirez throws to home to get Alonso. McCann moves to third. Tilson moves to second. Anderson is on first. Two outs. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sanchez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball that bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball, foul, near the right field line. Cordell is there to make the catch. Kipnis moves to third. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive deep towards left. Delmonico makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordell is 0-0 in the game. Cordell hits a fly ball towards left. Bowers makes the catch for the out. One out. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Moncada is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moncada hits a line drive towards right. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. Two outs. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Delmonico is 0-2 in the game. Delmonico hits a line drive towards left center field. Martin is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bowers is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowers strikes out swinging. One out. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards center. Tilson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abreu is 0-2 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Abreu is safe at second with a double. Yonder Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alonso is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Alonso hits a ground ball towards first. Santana fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Abreu moves to third. One out. James McKen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McKen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McKen hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Abreu scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tilson is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tilson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Anderson is on with a walk. McKen moves to second. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanchez is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Sanchez hits a fly ball towards left. Bowers makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Freeman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Freeman hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Jolito covering, and Freeman is out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lindor is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kipnis is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Kipnis strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Lindor moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 0-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Ramirez is on with a walk. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordell hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Cordell is safe at second with a double. Oliver Perez replaces Jeffrey Rodriguez as pitcher. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of 1-2 strikes. Moncada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moncada strikes out swinging. 1 out. Dan Otero replaces Oliver Perez as pitcher. Jose Rondon pinch hits for Nick Delmonico batting second. Jose Rondon is at the plate with a count of 1-1 strike. Rondon hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Rondon is out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Abreu hits a fly ball towards right. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Tilson moves from center fielder to left fielder. Lourie Garcia replaces Jose Rondon as center fielder batting second. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1-2 strikes. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. 2 outs. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Clippard replaces Dan Otero as pitcher. Yonder Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1 strike. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 1 out. James McKen is at the plate with a count of 1-1 strike. McKen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McKen hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Clippard covering, and McKen is out. 2 outs. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tilson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1 strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Jolito covering, and Perez is out. 1 out. Jace Fry replaces Lucas Jolito as pitcher. Mike Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1-1 strike. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeman hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Fry covering, and Freeman is out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2-2 strikes. Lindor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lindor hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Kipnis is safe at second with a double. Lindor moves to third. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball four. Ramirez is on with a walk. Alex Colom replaces Jace Fry as pitcher. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Simber replaces Tyler Clippard as pitcher. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. One out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sanchez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordell hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Joarn Moncada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moncada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moncada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. One out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bowers hits a line drive towards left field. Tilson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.